Summer is almost here, and I'm so excited to go on vacation with my kids next month. We love going anywhere warm with a beach. I always make packing harder than it needs to be, but this year I'm doing all of my summer shopping at Macy's. I can find everything I need from bathing suits, sandals, summer dresses, shorts, even towels and sunscreen at Macy's. Whether you're packing for a destination vacation or planning a backyard staycation, Macy's has what you need. You can shop top brands like Levi's, Dolce Vita, Lacoste, and more. Shop at Macy's.com/ownyourstyle. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. They can help you find work in any industry. With just one interview at Express, you have a connection to endless jobs, whether you want a contract job, a new full-time role, or a summer job. Choose Express Employment Professionals. Express has more than 860 locally owned locations and no fees for job seekers. Visit expresspros.com today to find a location near you. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Wind Down with Janet Kramer and Michael Kaufman and iHeartRadio Podcast.
All right, welcome to another podcast of Wind Down with Michael Kaufman and Janet Kramer. Janet Kramer and Michael Kaufman. We're never going to get a good entrance to the show.
No, probably not, but that's okay. How's quarantine life for you, babe?
Same old, same old. And that's our show. So we'll see you next week.
Wow.
No, we've been
so full of just
this past week. We've been crazy productive.
We really have.
Painting rooms.
Mm-hmm.
Doing stuff.
Doing stuff. We painted the office. We painted the bar room. We painted.
Speaking of the office, we have Kate Flannery on today, who is Meredith.
Nice transition, babe.
The hit sitcom, The Office, which is probably my top two. Probably my number one, actually, of all time.
What's your second one? Seinfeld?
That's up there, yeah.
What's number two?
But that's sitcoms, but then you have shows like, you know.
What's number two?
Probably Seinfeld. I love Seinfeld.
What's teetering on three, then?
Curb Your Enthusiasm, which is all, this is all like the same kind of stuff.
Yeah. Which.
And then you have, you know, shows like The Wire, you got Dexter, you got Game of Thrones, you got all that kind of stuff. But anyways,
I'm really excited to talk to her because I know her from Dancing with the Stars.
Hey, were you guys on the same season? No,
no, she was just on this last season.
Oh yeah, that's right. Duh.
Yeah. But you know, I've never watched an episode of The Office, so I feel like this podcast should just be like, it's the Mike and Kate show,
featuring Jana.
I don't know. I love Steve Carell.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I need to see. I think the problem was you'd be watching it and I would just come in and see a few seconds of it and you'd be like laughing and I would look at you and go, that's not funny. I don't understand.
You got to understand the characters, the stories.
But I like love Seinfeld. I feel like you can watch Seinfeld and laugh at anything.
Well, The Office is the same way. If you have seen it before. So like Comedy Central always has The Office in rotation, mm-hmm. like constantly. So I could turn on that at any moment. It could be any episode and I know exactly what's going on and I'll laugh like I did the first time.
That's awesome. See, maybe I really love Kate, and I'm excited to talk to her, especially because I heard that she, while she was filming The Office, she was a waitress still. Like, wow. I love that. I just think that's so cool.
I wonder if...
Was it a dream, or was I wanting to do a waitressing job last year? Did I dream that?
Definitely didn't tell me that.
See, I miss waitressing. Like, I would still do it right now. I would, for fun. I mean, if I didn't have kids, I probably would. I enjoy it. I love waitressing.
Until you didn't, and then you quit.
No, I love it. I would do it. I think if I could... I don't know. I love being able to help people and making their experience great.
For sure. I get that, but...
it's so crazy, but maybe I had a dream about that, but I had a dream that I was applying somewhere for a waitressing job, I swear.
What kind of restaurant would you waitress at?
That's a good question.
Because...
See, I've done all of them. I've done Joe's Crab Shack. I've done Fridays. I've done Applebee's. I've done Greek Island. I've done, I've literally done every. But the only ones I haven't done were the real high, like the upper, like the one we went to, 11 Park, Mad- whatever.
Park- 11 Madison Park.
11 Madison Park. I don't think I would want to do that kind of restaurant.
I was just going to say, you couldn't.
I couldn't. It's too stuffy.
Well, and.
Hello, sir. Would you like your caviar? Like, I couldn't even take it seriously.
You shoot from the hip too much. Where if you went to a restaurant like that, next thing you know, you'd be like, don't get that because that shit is fucking disgusting. Like, that's how you'd be.
I mean, I'm just really honest. Like, when people came to the Wood Ranch Grill in L.A. when I used to waitress there. And by
the
way.
One over by the Grove?
Yes, it's the one by the Grove. And funny story, I was stealing toilet paper before COVID-19. Me and Deanna were so poor and our electricity went off. And we were stealing toilet paper from Wood Ranch because we didn't have enough money to buy like toilet paper. But then I booked prom night and then I quit.
Do what you got to do.
But yeah, I would have to be, it would have to be a chill place like that. And I wouldn't want to go back to, I didn't like being a bar girl. I hated that because I'm not the bar chick. They're like, here's a shot, and I'm like, yeah, babe, and then I like throw it away anyways.
Well, I do feel I have a lot of empathy for those people in that profession right now because of everything going on. Mm-hmm. And that must really suck, and mm-hmm. I hope they're able to find some work somewhere and everything, and hope people that have lost their jobs are able to do something to take care of themselves. And
absolutely.
I seldom do I read comments, or do we read comments about this podcast or anything really that we post, but I saw one recently when we were talking about the quarantine, and someone was kind of going off on us about, we were being insensitive or something about giving people crap being out and about.
Wait, we were insensitive about what?
We were, we were just...
One second, let me find
being you. Insensitive about people, being out in public, and we're like, stay at home, don't go out.
Mm.
But just like anything, take it with a grain. It's all in context. You got to take it with a grain of salt. We're not saying everyone should stay in their house and not leave at all. We understand people have to make a living.
Sure.
And we are.
If you're an essential worker and you have to, or you have to make a living,
or you have to
and
make
those
the money,
places are still open, 1,000%. Like,
we're not saying people that. Everyone should stay home. And I'm not trying to defend what we're saying. I'm just trying to make it clear, just so people put it in perspective, that yes, we appreciate the fact that we've been blessed and we're in a fortunate situation where we can work from home, and we're doing okay right now. But we totally understand the grind of, if you have to work, you have to work. If you have to make money, you have to make money. You got to do what you got to do to provide for yourself and your family and stay safe. So if you got to leave the house, do it. But it's all about what we're talking about are those people that we hear about or see that are out and goofing around, or maybe they don't have to be out, or, abusing the system right now because they are naive about the situation. That's all we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
I just think, again, just everything's got to be taken into the right perspective. And
Now I'm reading comments. Downloaded it a month ago and could not get through even one episode due to how vapid and shallow Jana was. I'm sorry that you think that.
It's like mean tweets.
You know, so toxic. Oh well. It's all good. Everyone can have their opinions, for sure.
Oh, for sure. I just don't want people or actual fans listening to this, if they are in that situation, I didn't want them to be felt like isolated from what we're saying. I didn't want them to take it the incorrect way. I don't care the person that wrote the comment, who gives it, but
yeah,
it's the people that care about the show and that we care about.
So I'm sorry, I just have to say this. One was Xanax Queen. Mike said Jana thrives in chaos. Seriously, Jana can't even function on a daily basis unless she's medicated. What? She freaks out, whines, cries, and flat out has panic attacks if she thinks the wind is blowing in the wrong direction. She thrives on Xanax, more like it. I don't take Xanax, so... Wow.
That's kind of funny.
What?
Because it's just so ridiculous. People are crazy.
I know. Whatever. It is what it is. I feel like the ones people that do listen, though, are getting something out of it.
Yeah.
It's either the train wreck you love to listen to or...
Oh, that's like why some... you look at reviews almost for anything, mm-hmm. and it's either 5 stars or 1 star. Like, yeah. There's very seldom are people... Because this is like anything, right? It's subjective. People can have their opinion. It's... I'm sure there's some episodes where people who are even a fan of the show are kind of like, eh, it wasn't my favorite one. But yeah. Hopefully the next week or the week before was great for them. But most of the time, this is just like a movie. It's just like a, you know, music genre. It's just like anything. You like what you like. And if it's in the middle, they're like, people aren't going to...
Or if you just listen to one episode, like someone goes, you know, Jana laughed at Mike for not hustling. It's like we crack on each other.
Right.
You know, but anyways. I feel like... At the end of the day, hopefully we're helping people too with some of our situations. We air our dirty laundry to help other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Although the other day, though, in therapy. It's not great to have therapy sessions in quarantine. Yeah.
It's hard when you're on Zoom and there's a way out.
Yeah, we're having therapy last week and... I thought it was a great therapy session.
Until the last 10 minutes.
Last 10 minutes. And you know, it was like... A therapist was like, so what are ways that y'all can connect together? And how that got us into an argument? Shocking. But, you know, within those 2 minutes, Mike gets up and storms out. And
I'm like, I'm done.
And the therapist is like, this is why I hate doing these kind of sessions. Because now you're just stuck in the house.
And what do you say? Is he coming back? You're like, nope.
Yeah, he's like, is he going to come back? I was like, nah, he's done. He's done. And he goes, well, how is this going to resolve? I was like, well, one or two things. He's either going to be an a-hole the rest of the day and, you know, puff his chest out and whatever, or he'll apologize for being defensive and we'll talk it out.
And it was the latter.
I know. That was kind of cool.
Yeah, it was super cool.
But, yeah. I was like, but nope, he's done. And I'm going to go now and cry. But I came back from a walk and I even said to my girlfriends, I was like, oh, here it is. It's either going to be a good rest of the day or a bad rest of the day.
Did they text you and ask you later?
No. Oh,
okay.
I mean, you were like out with the kids and playing, so.
Killing then, the game.
Yeah. Riding the scooter. But yeah.
All right. Well, let's take a break and we'll come back and warm things up for to have Kate Flannery on.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow. I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. So what was your favorite episode of The Office before we get her on? Because I just want to get some office knowledge.
You can't. There's not one. Anyone will say when season 9, when Dwight and Angela are going to get married, it's like the one of the last episodes of the whole series.
Is she married in it?
No.
Okay.
No, she's a train wreck, alcoholic.
Great.
With like two kids, I think. Drives a minivan. She's an animal. She's awesome. So anyways, this episode at the end is when Michael Scott comes back, and at the perfect timing, he pulls out of That's What She Said with like tears in his eyes. And it's just like...
Is that when you were crying on the plane?
That... Yeah. Actually, no. I think that was when he married Holly.
I look over, I was like, are you crying?
That was the best.
Watching The Office?
Telling you, man, you get invested. Let me ask you this.
Answer.
Because I was thinking of this before the break, because I want to ask Kate this as well, but when someone's on a show, such a popular show that has this following that's just timeless, as you were too on One Tree Hill and how big that still is, do you ever get tired talking about it?
Never.
Really?
Because it's the show that made you. Like, I'll forever be so grateful for One Tree Hill. And I love meeting new Tree Hiller fans. I love it. I'll talk till I'm blue in the face about One Tree Hill. I love it.
It's good to know. Because I feel bad, you know, now being in this kind of position, we interview people and have those discussions. It's, you and I have both know what it's like to be on the receiving end and get the same questions about certain things and just have to talk about it till you're blue in the face. But it's good. It's refreshing to know that when it comes to something like that career-wise, that you have that appreciation and respect for that.
Now, here's the the other side of it. If I was on a show that I was actually the entire, like I was only blessed. I mean, not blessed. Like I only did 3 seasons. Mm-hmm. So if I did 9 seasons of it, or if I did, I mean, let's say I was, I mean, for example, our buddy Bob Saget, mm-hmm. you know, Danny Tanner. I mean, he even said he's yeah. not sick of talking about Full House. But at the same time, if you're typecasted in that role, that is what it would, that's where it would get hard.
For sure.
Because it's like they only see him or, you know, for quite a long time as Danny Tanner. Like that's why, what's his face, Uncle Jesse wanted to do anything but Uncle Jesse. And he started to do like these really dark dramas and murder because he just wanted to be so out of it. But no one believed that.
Right.
You know, so I think that is the only, but I feel like people like Steve Carell don't have that issue because they're already so.
Yeah, but I think even someone like Steve Carell, who, yes, we see now how versed he is in his ability to act, but at the beginning, it was all comedic stuff. Mm-hmm. It was.
Isn't it like Michael Shannon, too? Weren't we just watching with Waco? Who's with
Michael Shannon?
Wasn't he comedy too?
Not really.
No.
But you know, he's 40-year-old virgin and those kind of and Anchorman and all that kind of stuff. He was like the sidekick, funny, random guy. The Office. I mean, he took that over, but still, it's mostly comedy. And you know, but now you see him on things with the
what
morning
do you mean
show.
He took it over? Was there someone before him?
No, I'm saying. He before he was just kind of this side part, like co-star, but he was the star of The Office and owned it, like took it over as in like delivered every day.
Got it.
But yeah, no, that's refreshing to know. And but even when we talked to Bob before, you know, he even said he went through a transition where he was sick of it, sick of being known as Danny Tanner and like always being, like you said, typecasted in that. Mm-hmm. And then he kind of later on realized and appreciated it all over again.
Yeah.
Especially because of all these streaming services and gaining new fans, like you said, you're talking to new Tree Hillers and the fact that there's teenagers that are becoming Tree Hill fans right now because of streaming services is amazing.
Yeah, for sure. Interesting.
Yeah.
But I wonder. I don't know.
I'm excited.
I know, I'm excited to talk to her too. She's one of 7 children, which means she's a hustler. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'm excited to get her on. Should we take one more break before we have her call in?
Sure, let's do it.
Okay.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys, this festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
All right, do we have Kate?
Yay!
Hey, how are you?
Hi, good, how Kate? Are you?
Oh my gosh, I just want to, can I start?
Please.
I loved watching you on Dancing with the Stars.
Thank you so, you're so sweet. Oh my gosh, I literally just got a text from Pasha, my partner. He's in Staten Island with his wife and family, so yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you did, I was just, because Michael is like the biggest Office fan that has ever lived. And I love you from Dancing with the Stars. And I was just like, you were not only, you were just, how do I say it? Like, you were beautiful, but yet you were relatable but yet you were funny. Like you had all of it together and just like an amazing package. Like I 1000% think you should have won. Like you were amazing and you were relatable. And I loved watching you. Like you made me happy every time you danced. So
I really appreciate that. It was a really unexpected process for me. I didn't expect to enjoy it as much. I didn't like the judging, but other than that, I did.
Yeah, no, I didn't like that part either.
Like I kicked in the balls, you know. Sorry, I get a little Meredith when I talk about the judges, but it's like, you know.
I love it.
No, I know. Me and Julianne went at it like one time, but you know, it happens because it's just like you put so much work into it. It's like, you know, you're not a dancer, but you sure as heck fooled me, and I thought I loved it. So.
I had a great teacher. Seriously, Pasha's a great teacher, and I thought he was a great addition to the show. And I actually did. I did a bunch of the tour. I just got off the road with the Dancing with the Stars tour, which is crazy. I did 43 shows. I was supposed to do 54, but we got pulled off early. But It was intense. I got to tell you, it's a lot. We played Radio City, and
wow. Oh my gosh, that's so cool.
You're on a rock and roll bus. I mean, I got the bedroom, so I felt a little swanky, but. It was still tough.
Yeah.
You got the star room in the back. I like it.
If you call it that. Yes. All the beer cans came rolling back to my door.
I love it. All right, Michael, go.
You know, Kate, first of all, I have a million questions, but I'll start slow. I was asking Jana this because Jana was on a TV show that ran for a long time, One Tree Hill, and has this cult following and stuff. And obviously The Office does. And I always wonder if people who have had the level of success on a singular show like you have, do you ever get tired talking about it?
I don't. You know why? It was such a great experience. And I feel like the love that people have for it is so intense and like they're so invested that I always wonder, and maybe it's just luck, but the writing was so amazing that even if I didn't speak for days when we were shooting, I didn't care. Like it was hysterical. Like it was so smart. And I just felt like, I'm just so proud of it. I love that people are like consuming it. Like they're breathing it, eat, sleeping and breathing it. Like they can't turn it off. It's crazy.
I heard a rumor you were still waitressing during the show.
first season, yeah, I kept my restaurant job because I wasn't sure if it was going to get picked up. Mm-hmm. We had a small season, just 6 episodes for the first season. So I literally covered my shifts during the week and I worked my Sunday brunch.
Oh my gosh.
That's fantastic.
Amazing.
And it started to air, and one customer said to me, "Hey, excuse me, didn't you just get a hysterectomy?" And I was like, "What? What the hell? No, actually, I messed it up. They said, "Aren't you lactose intolerant?" And I said, "Well, thanks. Yes, and thanks for not bringing up my hysterectomy." That's what I said.
Even better.
So the alliance, it's so weird. I mean, you know, it's so crazy. Oh my gosh. But yeah, it was so surreal. And then, like, you know, and then it clearly became clear that the show was going to move forward. And ever since, like, Steve came out with 40-Year-Old Virgin, mm-hmm. and the signs were up before we started season two. And I was like, uh-oh, this could be really big. So, wow. You know, and then when that came out, it was like, everyone just, you know, wanted more because Steve is he's amazing. We're really, I mean, I feel like we rode on his coattails in such a great way for such a long time.
Yes. And no, at the same, as a fan, I just, yeah. I mean, Steve was amazing. I mean, he carried such a heavy load on that show and just delivered every time. But I think to your point, the writing was so great where I felt like they equally included everyone in that cast, from you to Kevin to, I mean, everybody, like, had their storylines. You knew so much about every character where they wrote it in. It was just like, and you know, Jana was making fun of me where later in the seasons I'm like, we're traveling, I'm like crying to the office. She's like, "What?" She's like, "Isn't this a comedy? Why are you crying?" I was like, "You don't know the whole backstory." And it's just everywhere. Oh.
So there's so much heart. I thought the Jim and Pam thing was always, like, especially in the beginning, it was so heartbreaking.
Oh.
Like, it would make me upset, you know, as we were in the writer's room, like, just reading, like, you know, reading each episode, doing the table read. I'd be like, no, I'd be so bummed when they'd almost get together. There'd be like, miss, you know,
right.
Oh, it was just so painful.
Do you have, I mean, I'm sure you have a million, any specific memory from that show that you're like, this was just that special day or that special episode for you personally?
Well, you know, it's funny. I feel like Michael's Last Dundies were amazing, mm-hmm. for a number of reasons, because that was the walk of shame when Diego and Michael Scott come to Meredith's house. She's coming in for the night before.
Oh, yeah.
That was the first and only time we got to see Meredith's house. So I just love the whole exchange. I thought it was just, I just like the whole less is more thing. And I love that they never gave up on that, because sometimes when seasons continue with shows, characters sort of morph and they kind of start talking too much and they get some of the exposition and they sort of lose what was funny about them.
Right.
I love that the writers never ruined Meredith.
You know, no, they didn't.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. Even if I had like a lot to do in one episode, like Lyser or something, I still felt like, okay, that's okay. That's enough. Okay. We can go back. You know, I never, because I know a lot of actors, like, they like to count lines and they get a little insecure. And I was nervous at first, but only because I thought I was going to get fired if my storyline got cut. Mm-hmm. But then I realized there was this great chess game going on, and just let them, you know, let the writers, let the producers play this game. Like, they're doing a great job. Don't mess it up by being an actor with a complaint.
For sure. But yeah. What I appreciate your performance, right. is because the writers can write all this good stuff, but I feel like the physical comedy you brought to your character was very underrated. In, you know, in scenes like when you're being dragged into rehab from Dwight putting the bag over your head with the bat, like, everything, it's just like your mannerisms. That was why the writing was funny, is because you made it funny through your delivery and the physical nature of how you carry it.
That, sometimes my lines would get cut because basically they'd say, like, "Well, your face sort of said what your line was." And I was like, "I get that.
Yeah.
We don't need the words. If you sort of see my expression, you kind of get it."
Right.
You know, it's funny. There's the other scenes that I really, really loved were when Michael Scott proposed to Holly, and then the sprinklers went off because he lit too many candles. It was so great to be a part of. Like, I just felt like, oh my gosh, that whole, like, the departure of Michael Scott was so emotional for all of us, and mm-hmm. me in particular. And my boyfriend, I met my boyfriend on the show, The Office, and he's the still photographer for NBC, so he was working on the show from time to time. So, like, he would be in the fake men's room a lot. That's where I'd meet him. Like,
that's so great.
The kitchen. Yeah, so he was in the fake men's room the whole time when Holly's coming through and we have the candle, like, we're lined up before she goes. So, and I'd, like, take my head and hit C's head. So it was just something great to share. It was really awesome.
Absolutely.
What are your parents saying now? Because I know they didn't want you to be an actress. So are they?
my mom wasn't real big on it. This is the thing. I wanted to be a child star. So they were like, that's not going to happen. My dad owned a bar. He's like, okay, whatever. but, you know, I think at one point, I think about a year before, because I was 40 years old when I got The Office. So I had been guest starring. I'd done a lot of off-Broadway. I was at Second City. I mean, I had some minor successes that like told me I was doing the right thing. But I felt like a year before, maybe 6 months before I got The Office, my dad actually said to me, because he was the most supportive. He was sort of like, are you sure you don't want to do something else? I was like, oh my God. Like if he's saying like, oh no, like this is getting bad. But yeah, I think at first they were sort of like, we watched the whole thing and you barely talked. You didn't even talk, you know? And then after a while they kind of caught on, but that was okay. So right. I would just not to take the call from Philadelphia, which was 3 hours earlier, because sometimes I wouldn't know what got edited out or in. So I'm like, okay, I don't want to get upset about what's in or out. I know there's something bigger here. So you just have to sort of trust the process. I had to trust the process. Like, I had a lot of worry.
Yeah, oh yeah.
What was it for you that's kind of stayed in it too? Because I know, I mean, I sometimes think about your aunt too, you know? And I mean, even for me, I'm like, oh, who knows if I'll ever book anything ever again. So it's, and you kind of like, well, maybe, okay, what else can I do? So what was it for you that you were like, no, like this is it? And
well, I think I remember like 9/11, I was waiting tables in Beverly Hills at the same restaurant. It was, and we started The Office in 2004. So it was 3 years before that. And I was doing my comedy act, The Lampshades, was doing it every week and auditioning and sometimes getting some, you know, parts here and there. I thought, you know, if this is it, if this is all this is, I think I'm okay with this. Like if I can live with that, because 9/11 was like very reflective, you know, I don't know. I just feel like a lot of people made really interesting decisions at that time. I feel like a lot of people got divorced that time or whatever, changed jobs. But I was like, okay, I could live with that. I could really live with that. So I think that was just like, I just got more and more tenacious and just kind of did everything I could to.
I love that. And you almost didn't, you're like, okay, like this is good. Like I'm able to do things here. And you didn't put that pressure. Like I'm a failure. Cause I feel like that's where, I know that's where I go a lot, where I'm like, oh, it's just Hallmark or whatever. And I'm constantly saying that. And it's like, but it's still work and it's still, you're still acting. It's still, you're still doing, but it's like, it's not that like dream job that you think it is. But I love kind of that outlook to say, no, that's still great. And you're doing your thing.
Hallmark, because I did a Hallmark Christmas movie, probably like, was it 2010 or something, like 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I remember there's this great actor that was in the cast. He did movies and stuff. His name was Edward Herman. He played like FDR in a TV movie in the 70s. It was like a big deal. But anyway, he was like a legit dude. Like he did, I think he was in, oh my God, all the, what is it? Oh my God, I'm trying to think of the movie that was about the Watergate. Anyway, he was in a lot of like really early 70s movies, like really legit dude. And I said to him, oh my God, I'm having such a hard time because I feel like I don't believe myself. This is, you know, not the way I talk. And he said, listen, he goes, if we're presenting cheese, you want to make the cheese delicious for something. Like you want to make it really appetizing. It's sort of like, get out of your own way. Like basically what he said to me was like, stop being so full of whatever you think this you're supposed to be doing. And just, because I'll be honest with you, there's so many people I know that live on Hallmark movies. Yeah. They live on that channel. And I feel like, who am I to think that I'm lucky to be in their homes, you know, on their TVs. For I just really feel like there's a humility factor that kicks in and you know, everybody has to listen to their own voice, but it's also like, get over yourself.
Yeah, no, true. That's very true.
I mean, that's hard with any kind of entertainment profession, whether it acting, music, professional athletics. It's like, we all have experienced that where you reach a certain level and it still feels like it's not enough, right? Like think about how many young actresses would die to be in a Hallmark movie or die to be in a commercial, or how many college kids would love to be on the team when I was on the
that Emmy award winning Netflix show and you're like, oh, like I'm still not good enough to like get there.
Right. It's just finding that balance between being, you know, happy with where you're at, not complacent.
Yeah.
You know, it's.
Well, I think the secret too is like, you know, everybody, wants to get what they want, but do you really want what you get?
Yeah. And I
have to really make peace with that. What do they say? Comparison is the thief of joy.
For sure.
Oh yeah.
a fortune cookie, but it's so true. Mm-hmm. It steals all your joy. And I just feel like, oh my God, if you can just shut, like, put the blinders on, like, just, that was something I actually learned on Dancing with the Stars. Like, don't compare yourself to other people.
Oh, yeah.
I was the oldest person in that competition for most of the competition. Mm-hmm. I was the oldest. All the other women were in their 20s. And I'm like, I remember getting like two high scores 2 weeks in a row. And like, they kind of give me a little shade in the ladies' room. And I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? I'm 55. Like, just work harder. What's wrong with you?
Right.
You
know? Oh, like, suck it.
Love that.
That's amazing.
But it's also just like, again, like, you just got to keep your eyes on your own paper, and it's hard.
For sure.
It's hard. And, you know, and whatever, you know, I mean, if it means you need to get off your butt and stop waiting for other people to get you work, and maybe you need to create your own stuff, you know, I mean, whatever that means. Cause I feel like I do a lot of stage stuff just because I hate waiting for the phone to ring.
Right.
Yeah, for sure. And it's just about hustling too.
Was there any, with a cast in the office with that many kind of people who all impacted the show so greatly, was there any kind of natural contention of like, man, you know, there's been a few weeks in a row, Angela's gotten a little bit more, Meredith has gotten a little bit more.
You know, I feel like we were, because we all started kind of as, kind of unknowns, all of us unknowns pretty much. That really wasn't, I feel like we were pretty much rooting for people, you
That's
know?
Cool.
I also feel like Steve set us such a great tone because things were happening for him. I mean, he had not started movies before this. And I feel like if he's not acting like a jerk, like, then no one else really. So I feel like he set the tone.
That's cool.
So kind of kept the douchebag factor really low on the show, which was great.
Did you have to do a lot of takes with a lot of these scenes? Because, I mean, I watch, again, as a fan, I'm like, there's no way in hell I could keep a straight face. Like, how the hell do you do that? In that kind of show.
Actors, baby.
But in that kind of show, are you shitting me?
But you also ruin it for other people. Like, you ruin the tape laughing. And also, like, you have to. And it's also,
and those,
like,
crew guys are like, let's go. I want to get home. Stop laughing.
It's so true. And I also feel like, also, you're part of the funny if you can keep it together.
For sure.
If you're, like, great at, like, you know, then you're in it. So you just have to, you know, do. And sometimes I'm like, I'm in a drama. Like, I kind of. Things to myself, like, what?
I can't even imagine. Kate, can you tell us about what you're doing right now? Because you're helping COVID-19, raising some money, right?
Yes. Omaze is this amazing organization that they're connected to the Variety Boys and Girls Clubs of Los Angeles. And they, you know, they're basically trying to keep the kids that go to the Boys and Girls Clubs, like, they are. They go for exercise, but they also go for food. They get fed there.
Wow.
And, you know, all those things are closed right now. So we need to figure out how to feed these kids. So what we're doing is we're asking people to donate, and we're going to pick some people from the people who donate to have a virtual coffee date with Creed, Oscar, Oren plays Jan, and me who plays Meredith. So it's going to be like,
That's awesome.
So I feel like if that's not incentive, I mean, what is? I mean, but also just the incentive of the kids. Like, come on. Like, I know everybody's having a lot of weird issues right now, financially, emotionally, all that stuff. But I'll bet you have food in your stomach.
For sure.
You know, I bet you got a roof over your head and you're not, you know, I mean, it's just, I don't know. It's just a little perspective.
It's great perspective.
And people can go to omaze.com to donate?
Yeah, okay. Omaze.com/theoffice. And it's easy. You don't have to give a lot, really. I mean, every little bit.
I say it, if everyone just gives a dollar, like, imagine how much money can be raised.
That's right. That's
seriously
right.
So, I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, maybe that one thing you were going to buy on Amazon that you don't really need right now.
Well, Kate, thank you so, so much for taking time out of your day to be with us. Go call your boyfriend back, and we appreciate your time.
Yes, so thank you so much, Kate.
You guys are awesome. Take care.
Thank you.
Bye, Kate.
Oh, my God, I forgot to show you my Dundee.
Oh, yeah! Oh, that's so great. Oh.
Wait, I don't know what this is, but I'm sure he'll fill me in.
I'll fill you in. Okay. Oh, this makes my heart warm. Oh.
A Dundee?
Yeah, I'll tell you. I'll fill you in.
Okay.
Don't mind my pretty wife.
It's okay. You guys are awesome. Take care.
Thank you.
Be safe.
Thank you, Kate. You too.
You too, Kate.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, my goodness. I love her. You have to leave. I think. Wait.
No, sorry. Okay.
I was like,
you're like, cute. I'm glad you didn't say something like, she was a bitch.
She's. Oh my goodness, she was awesome.
That was so loved great.
Her. I just have to make a little asterisk though too. I love Hallmark. Okay.
And oh, I know you
I
do.
I would like to be the new Lori Loughlin.
Oh, for sure.
So that was just like back in the day. I used to be like, oh, because you know I see people on things that I'm like.
Well, I mean, anybody wants to be, you know, on the billboard going down Sunset and, you know.
But I'm happy to be a Hallmark girl.
Oh, you love the Hallmark.
I love the Hallmark Channel. I love Lifetime.
They're great to you. They love you.
Love them. But she's amazing.
Oh, so much fun. I just want to sit down and have coffee with her.
For sure. But she reminds me of your aunt.
A little bit, yeah.
Because your aunt's in Second City. Mm-hmm. It's just like that, like, you know, and she worked her butt off and she got her, you know, she got her break. I just love that so much. All right. Let's take a break and then let's read some emails.
Hey there. Did you know that May is Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month? Macy's is celebrating by highlighting some cool AAPI-owned brands like Cardon, Kaja, Amelia George, and Hey Maeve. I mean, I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. It's important. But you know what? The best reason to check out these brands is that they're just really awesome. Seriously, you need to check them out. And you know what else? You have a great opportunity to open up access to college for AAPI students and help them succeed by donating to APIA Scholars. APIA is the nation's leading nonprofit organization devoted to the academic, personal, and professional success of Asian American, Native Hawaiian, and Pacific Islander students. You can donate online or just round up your purchase at Macy's when you check out. So do what you can to help. Join Macy's and round up your purchase to the nearest dollar at checkout to support APIA Scholars. Shop Asian American and Pacific Islander owned brands at Macy's.com or in store.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. What if there was someone who wanted to help you find a job? Not a website, but a person in your community that would help you for free? Choose Express Employment Professionals, and that's exactly what you'll get. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you or download the Express Jobs app to get started. With a wide range of opportunities in a variety of industries, from welding to sales, forklift operator to customer service, the team at Express is ready to help you or someone you know take the next career step. Whether you're looking for a contract job for the summer or a new full-time role, turn to Express Employment. Interviewing with Express Employment Professionals can be as easy as a phone call, and one application with Express puts you in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Don't go in your job search alone. Visit expresspros.com today. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow. I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots.
Do you want to read an email, babe?
You really want me to read the email?
Which one do you want me to read?
Do Carly.
Carly? Okay.
Oh, wait, no. Anonymous. I'm sorry.
Anonymous? I mean, Carly needs to be heard, too. Okay. Quarantined and no therapy. I've been with my husband for 13 years, married for 7. We have 3 kids together. Our 2 boys are 12 and 6, and our girl is 18 months. Just 3 weeks ago, my husband confessed to me that he was... Just 3 weeks ago, my husband confessed to me that he was unfaithful to me twice over 10 years ago. He says it was just a one-time thing, and he's a great man who I know made very poor choices, so I gave him one condition. We have to go to couples therapy. Now with the quarantine, we've not been able to go to therapy or speak to anyone now that the kids are home 24/7 and my husband is working from home. He sleeps in the guest bedroom when I ask him to, but sometimes that is not enough. Some days are good, others not so much. I have hope for us, but we need help, and it's hard to get it now. What are some other ways we can work on our marriage without therapy right now? You know what's so hard about that? It's like, it's twofold. First is like, I love that he told her. Like, what a gift that like he gave her, because she doesn't have to find out. Mm-hmm. Like, she didn't have to find out. She didn't have, you know, to discover it. So like, that shows right there that he must have just been guilt ridden with like all this guilt, and that, you know, he just couldn't live with that anymore. So he wanted to tell her. And I think that's great that he did that. However, now she's in that place where it's all been a lie.
Mm-hmm.
How could he have said these things to me? How could he have done these things? Oh, I bet. Okay, so 10 years ago when we were having our one kid and, you know, when we went to this or when we went to this birthday party, that was a lie. And like, this was a lie because of one incident. Makes it all a lie for us. And that's what's just so like devastating, because it's almost like in my mind, and I like, this is probably the worst thing ever I could ever say, but if it was one time, I'd want to be like, I don't even want to know, because I don't want my past to feel like a lie. But then it is a lie, because then that's a lie that you're like keeping from me. So it's such a weird,
well, it's just,
you know,
gonna,
what I mean?
Yeah, I was just gonna ask you, and this isn't me believing that this is the what should have happened, or this isn't me saying this is what I do. This is just me kind of playing devil's advocate just for the topic of conversation. And when it's something that happened that long ago, like you said, he must have been just eaten away by this over time.
I'd still want to know.
No, for sure. But if you look at it from a big picture, like stand away from it, you're like, okay, say he hasn't done anything in over 10 years. And they have these 3 kids and this great life. It's also, I can see how difficult it is to get to the point to say something when you're like, man, I don't want to hurt this person.
Mm-hmm. It's so tough.
It's so tough.
Because I
ultimately,
think of it,
you can never go wrong telling the truth. Bottom line.
And
you
I
can
think,
never go wrong.
And I think at the end of the day, that is always the right thing to do, is to tell the truth. Because no matter what, if that person, like that person's living with that lie and that shame. And for them, that's so important to tell and to like let that go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, it's going to end up hurting the spouse or the partner. And that's unfortunate. But this, you know, and it's very unfair, and it's all those things. But that is, at the end of the day, the right thing to do. And even though I say I don't want to, like, even if it's one time, I do.
You don't, but you do.
Yeah, it's a do but don't. And I think of it like in Sex and the City when Steve cheated on Miranda. It was just that, and like in Carrie's, like it was just that one time, you know. And I feel like, yes, it was just that one time, but Steve, look how upset he was. Like he couldn't have that lie. And obviously like he had to let that go. So I don't know. I would say like ways to help them. I mean, it's so hard not kind of being in that space. What I would say and what I've learned is that even though maybe to you, and I'm not saying that you're doing this, I'm just making this up, saying that you might be thinking those memories are a lie, but those memories are still your memories. So whatever, so like, for example, I used to say to Mike all the time, you took away my first year of marriage, first year of marriage and our walking down the aisle. So that must have not been real. So the marriage wasn't real, you know, Jolie's birth, all that stuff, being pregnant. So I let him take those memories from me. And my therapist kept saying to me, no, you were present there. He can't take those memories from you.
Right.
But I let him have that power to take that memory. Cause I'm like, well, he wasn't present. And she's like, but were you present? Those memories are still real. Your relationship memory might be taken, but your memory of those things can still be real. And also too, you know, guys, and I'm not saying just guys, but like women too, when you're in that relationship, I know I've done this too. I can, like you guys said, you can, and I've, like I said, I've done this too, where I have, compartmentalized it. So maybe he was present, but like, how do you say that? Cause I'm like, you were, and you weren't really, you were a version of your one version was present.
Yeah. I mean, I can see how one lie can go over, can bleed over into other memories, but ultimately, you know, I was still present at our wedding and still there, and same thing with our daughter. And I know it's hard to believe that because of things that had gone on or were going on, but I was still there and present. You know, my thing, I guess, for any kind of, I don't know, advice, again, we're not professionals, but early on, what did help us once we discovered it was the Phanos check-in.
Mm-hmm.
And just to have, for when you're in this kind of environment around each other so much, where passiveness could be so easy and getting angry with each other and getting short and defensive with each other, having the nightly check-in, especially at this vulnerable time, just to speak on your feelings, affirm each other, express needs, and own anything you need to own for that day. And just...
Do you want to go through that again, just in case if someone has missed that?
Yeah, if anyone out there has missed that, and for Anonymous, you express your feelings to each other, you can just state your feelings and you can do a brief description why you're feeling that way. I'm feeling angry, I'm feeling hurt, I'm feeling sad, I'm feeling happy, I'm feeling whatever it may be. You affirm your partner, affirm them. It could be something as simple as, hey, I appreciate you cooking dinner, clean up the kitchen, to, hey, I appreciate you not getting defensive when I expressed my feelings earlier today, or when I was kind of acting mean towards you, you didn't, you know, retaliate. Needs, you express your needs of, you know, around things coming up or in that day or in that moment.
Or say, hey, I really need you to be more empathetic and, you know, and maybe apologize again. Or
right.
Yeah.
And then, you know, own anything, anything that you did. And just being on the receiving end of things to hear, you know, especially early on when Jana would sit there and do these check-ins and own something from that day or recently of, hey, ultimately I am sorry for being mean towards you or being passive or being aggressive and reacting in a negative place around being hurt. Like, just receiving her owning that motivated me more to be empathetic.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only thing I could really say in this time with no therapy and around each other so much, just over communicate those feelings so it becomes a more natural thing.
Yep, I love it. And I'm sorry that y'all are in that space, but I love the fact that you guys are willing to fight through it, because I think if two people can, well, we believe that if two people work together, you can get through it.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, babe, I think that's it.
I think that's it.
You ready to go kill the parent game?
Let's do it.
By the way, can we talk about, can we do like the next episode, do like a mommy dad episode? Just talk like all kids.
Sure.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Okay. All right. Bye, guys.
See you.
You know, I don't even know where to start with this, because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.